Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, so listeners, here's a question for you. I want you to think back 41 years, so that would be 1967. What were you doing in 1967? Were you still in school, college, maybe beginning a new career? Maybe you weren't born yet. Well, our guest this morning is going to answer that question for us, and I believe you'll be just as impressed as I am. The Reverend Jerry Shave joins us this morning. Good morning, Reverend Shave.
Good morning.
He's a part of the spiritual care group at SUNY Upstate, but not for much longer. And why would that be?
Well, that's because I'm going to retire pretty soon.
And what were you doing in 1967?
In 1967. 1966, actually, it was.
Really?
Well, actually, 1966 is when it started, because I was pastor of the Taunton Memorial United Presbyterian Church.
And
on
you know,
the west
I know
side.
Where that church
you
is.
You know where that is?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
And I was quite happy there, but through some circumstances that, I found rather unusual. When the hospital was built, there was an opportunity for a two-fifth-time chaplain. A Protestant chaplain. Mm-hmm. I ended up applying, being accepted, and started in October 1966.
Oh my gosh, that is fabulous.
The thing was, that was the only two-fifths times, and the church was very gracious enough to allow me to continue to work full-time at the church.
Ah, so you were doing both jobs.
I was doing both jobs.
Well, you know what actually fascinates me about this is I thought I had understood that it was only recently that public hospitals would bring clergy in as employees, and yet here we're talking about University Hospital having full-time clergy assistants, even if you were only working part-time, all those years ago. How did that come about?
Well, the University Hospital was ahead of the curve in that regard. Mm-hmm. Because, you see, they felt that it was important for people from out of town, since we serve a regional population, to have spiritual people, chaplains, who could visit according to their religious tradition.
I see.
But when we were hired, now, when I say we, Father Charles Mills, Rabbi Ted Levy, and myself, two-fifths time Catholic, two-fifths time Protestant, one-fifth times Jewish.
Oh, really?
Right. And we were told very definitely, you are to minister to the patients and families and not to anybody else. No staff, no nothing like that.
So really?
Separation of church and state back then.
Interesting, but that's evolved. It's different now, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it began to change really when Dr. John Henry came as president of what was Upstate.
Uh-huh.
The name has changed over the years. And he was interested in the work of the chaplains and did a lot to promote us.
He did. I just think that's fabulous. Mm. So now you actually work with almost anyone in the hospital, don't you?
Well, things have changed considerably in that regard.
And what changes have you seen?
Well, we were hired as chaplains specifically to our religious tradition. Mm-hmm. And we kept pretty much to that divide for many years. I would visit Protestants. Father, whoever was the Catholic priest, would visit the Catholics. And the rabbi, of course, visited the Jewish people.
Right, but now there are people of even other religions beyond that.
Yes, the population has changed. Our approach has changed. Now we are chaplains to everybody, and everybody visits everybody, and that's really the way I think it ought to be.
Well, you know, we've had Reverend Terry Culbertson on the show a number of times, and she tells us about the spiritual care group and some of the work that's going on, and that's really been the sense I've gotten from her, that this is about being there for people, understanding their spirituality, and then meeting them where they are. Mm-hmm. Is that what you have found with her group?
Oh, very definitely. And the group is known as the Center for Spiritual Care, and we don't use the term chaplain specifically. It's no longer the chaplain's office. It's the Center of Spiritual Care. And what was a little cubbyhole office that we all of us shared has now become much improved space over what we had before.
So it continues to evolve. What kinds of changes have you seen in the hospital itself? Maybe not with spiritual care, but you've seen a lot of changes, I've got to think.
Well, one of the happiest changes, of course, has been the development of technology and the surgical procedures that are much less invasive than before. It used to be that now with the gamma knife and non-invasive surgeries of various kinds, the length of stay and the suffering of patients has certainly been reduced.
The outcomes are a lot better too, aren't they?
Oh, much better. And with the advent of the Clark Burns Center, and the treatment of burns has progressed, and that used to be one of the most painful things. Now it's no piece of cake by any means, but the treatment has so improved that it's really remarkable.
Have there been changes in the people, the families and the patients, changes in mindset, for instance, or approach to care?
Well, I don't know whether you're suggesting changes in patients or staff.
Just maybe a general attitude, for instance.
Well, I don't know that there's really a change. I'm not sure that people actually change that much.
And you know, I'm glad you said that. I was hoping you would.
I do think that there may be a lessening of specific denominational identities.
Mm-hmm.
More people maybe are more likely to say that they're not connected with a particular branch of religion, but they are, quote, spiritual persons.
Right.
And I think that's reflected in the way we define ourselves as dealing with spirituality, not just specific religious practices.
That's interesting. I think, too, I was referring to things like, I have to think that patients are just as fearful today of medical care as they were 40-some years ago, that the mindset, the families and the way they love their children, for instance, or their other family members, I have to think that people have not changed that much.
No, they haven't. They probably don't need to be afraid of some things that they were afraid of before, but there's always anxiety anytime anyone comes into the hospital.
Sure.
Hospitals are scary places.
Mm-hmm. They
really are.
They are. Did you have, I have to think there might have been some joyous moments, or maybe even do you feel like you witnessed any miracles?
Well, yes. Every once in a while there's a miracle. I guess there's if staff never saw any miracles, they would be pretty depressed
most
of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one woman who was badly beaten by, I believe it was her husband, and left alone for a while. And when when I first saw her in the intensive care, they said there wasn't really any chance for her.
Really?
But she's walking around today, and that's probably 30, 40 years ago.
Wow, that's wonderful. And other stories?
Well, there was a young man that contracted polio in Mexico. He was in his 20s, but he hadn't had vaccine.
Huh.
And they told me that that he would never walk again, but he believed that God was going to heal him and he was going to walk out of the hospital. And some of the staff told me, said, you should talk to him and help him to be more realistic and help him deal with his denial. But when I heard him talk about the fact that God told him that he was going to walk, I wasn't going to argue with that. So even though I didn't have a whole lot of faith for his faith, I believed, I prayed along with him, and yes, indeed, he walked out of the hospital.
He did. Oh, that's a wonderful story. And do I remember seeing in the paper a few years ago about a wedding?
Oh, yeah. Maybe once every 2 or 3 years or so, there'd be a wedding. Sometimes it was staff. Sometimes it was, you know, a patient. And the patient would be brought down in a wheelchair. And it was a great thing, really.
That's fabulous. And were you then officiating at the weddings?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How exciting. How exciting. That's wonderful. So now you're getting ready to retire.
That's right.
What do you plan to do in retirement?
Well, I imagine I'll do a little bit more supply preaching here and there. And I'll have more time to be active in some social causes that I'm interested in. And of course, you know, there's things to do around the house and yard that have been put off for a long time.
Absolutely.
It's just going to be fun.
I think that sounds wonderful. Will you miss being here?
I'm sure I will. It's been such a big part of my life that
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to imagine I can't be here. But actually, I think I've done a lot of anticipatory grieving along the way.
Really? Grieving, you call
grieving,
it?
Grieving, yeah. It used to be when I thought of retiring, I'd get a kind of a hollow feeling in my stomach, mm-hmm. and you know, it didn't feel good. But I think I've done that. And right now, I'm looking forward to it. And I think that's the way it should be. You ought to look ahead, not look back.
Well, I think that's such a healthy way of looking at it ahead of time and getting it behind you when you're still seeing everybody you want to see and spending
right.
your days with those folks and so forth. Anything we should know before you retire?
Well, probably. It's not that I'm going to disappear. I'm still going to be living around here, and they're giving me the option of coming back to volunteer. And so if I get lonesome for people or patients, then there's an option for me to do that.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And I have no doubt that University Hospital and its patients and your other colleagues in the spiritual care group are going to miss you a great deal. I know you've been quite an asset. You know, I've met you a number of times through the hospital, and I know they're going to miss you, but you've got big shoes to fill. Thank you so much for coming by this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
And listeners, we do need to take a break, but we'll be back shortly. Please stay with us. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.